You're listening to The Story and our series, Studs at 100.
I'm going to move on up a little higher. Meet old man Danger.
Mahalia Jackson, our guest this morning. Mahalia, I'm thinking about you and this song. Now, I've known you since about 1946. That'd be about 17 years you've known one another, Mahalia.
That's right.
I'm thinking about this song. Your recognition as an internationally known artist, a black woman, a singer of gospel songs, spirituals.
Mm-hmm.
What does this song, what meaning does this song have for you today?
Well, you got to keep moving, and you got to have heart, and you got to just suffer, but you got to keep on moving. Because the world is, there's so many people is trying to move. They got to just keep pushing their way. And then there's so many people is ready to move, ready to come up out of poverty, come up out of oppression. And that's the meaning of it. You're trying to tell the world you got to have a real heart, a real soul, a real feeling of love in your heart. And only love can do this when you keep trying to move. You got to move on to success and to love each other.
Well, this is, in a way, I suppose, what Reverend Martin Luther King's feeling is all about, because the nonviolent movement that... It's pretty difficult, though, isn't it, Mahalia? I mean,
no.
Isn't this difficult?
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Difficult to, you can't turn, it's rough to turn a cheek, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's his teaching, you know, and I have gone along with it pretty much and following his leadership. But, you know, it's pretty hard, Stud, for somebody to keep on knocking you down and you... And you, he keeps saying to stick to it. I know he's right, but you kind of get a little angry there, you know.
Yeah.
And especially when they put the little children in the jail and putting dogs on people. Only thing we are interested in is equal rights, where we can make a living to survive, you understand, and to have an education. Only the grace of God that has brought me thus far, being an unlearned woman, not able. And what was I going to try to learn for down there? It was no work for me. If I'd have got a chance to go to college, there was nothing for me to do but still push the white people's buggy, their babies, and clean their babies and clean their house. It's just, since I've been up north, a little bit of opportunities open. That's another thing that puzzles me. I don't know, this thing, it's peculiar. When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me. And when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich. I can't get a bottle of pop. I got to stand. I can't even get a cab. And I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. What I don't understand this. What make people act like that?
Well, this is the big question, Mahalia, the split in people.
I do want this. I want to see my people be respected. You know, it's the most distasteful thing to hear a white man call your man, your husband, or your brother a boy. Like he's no boy. He's a man like anybody. That's disrespect. That's the height of ignorance, complete ignorance, for people to treat people like that. It's awful. It just hurts me. And I'm so hate about it. It keeps me praying, you know, for the Lord not to let hate get in my heart. This world will make you think, I tell you. It'll make you think, because if you don't, You go down the drain in despair, and I don't believe in letting nothing get down in my soul. I'll speak it out so I can be free, because if it stay inside, well, my God, I'll become a hateful woman, and I don't want to hate. I want to love. God knows. Right now, the people down south that are mistreating, I feel that I could still friends to them and do what I could.
Yeah, this is, of course, the hope of Reverend Martin Luther King and people like you and Ralph Abernathy.
As Dr. Martin Luther King said, walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the Promised Land. And this Promised Land is right here in America. I was born here and ain't going here. Expect to die right here, too. If they kill me for freedom, then I'll be buried on the land of free, as it is said, right in America. But we're going to walk together right here, sing together, shout together, and also fight together.
And you're on your way.
I'm on my way.
You're on your way, my hand.
That's right. Move her up a little higher. Meet the Hebrew children. Move her up a little higher, Lord.
That was Studs Terkel with Mahalia Jackson in 1963. All the interviews in this segment come from High Bridge Audio and the Chicago History Museum. I'm Dick Gordon from APM, American Public Media. This is The Story.